This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Surely all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. We testify and we state that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind my brothers and sisters today of taqwa Allah azza wa jal. It is the wasiyah, the legacy that Allah has bequeathed unto mankind from the beginning of Adam until the end of time. That we are to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with surety of purpose and consciousness of heart. To be with those who are fearful of Allah, while equally in love with Allah, and having complete and sure certainty of Allah's mercy and forgiveness that will extinguish all of our sins, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, I greet you in this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And in beginning, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us from our different places, and brought us from our different countries. I have come to you from Australia via, alhamdulillah, Umrah, and visiting our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yesterday in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. I come to you carrying to you a message that was sent to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My message to you, my dear brothers, is simple. Seek yaqeen. Seek certainty of faith. As a part of our tawheed, actualizing it, realizing it, making it complete, it begins with ilm, knowledge. It is the first step of recognizing and turning to Allah. But that knowledge must continue and persevere until it becomes solid, until it becomes unshakable, that every fiber within you and every cell within you declares, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This yaqeen, my dear brothers and sisters, isn't something you wish for. Iman, laysa bittamanni, wala bittahalli. It's not something you sit and you say, oh, I wish I had greater iman. I wish I was a better Muslim. I wish I prayed more. I wish I did this and this. وَلَكِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ Iman is the seed that is in the heart. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ But the deeds begin to irrigate it and show the truthfulness of what is in your heart. And the greatest way of achieving this certainty is by asking a question. Pondering and reflecting. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into the seclusion up in the mountain and he would sit يَتَدَبَّرُ خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He would look up into the heavens and the earth and it's as if he would say رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا My Lord, this was not created without purpose. There is a reason for me to be here. What is my reason? And the answer to that comes in the form of iqra, recite, learn, think, ponder, calculate, analyze, study, recite to others, recite within yourself, share with others. Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of your Lord who created. I want you to understand, my dear brother and sister, that before you were created, Allah had destined the Qur'an as the constitution of your life. Allah tells you, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. The Rahman, the ever merciful, taught the Qur'an. Then He tells us, خلق الإنسان. He created mankind. The Qur'an was before you and I. The Qur'an was intended for you before you came into being. It was made for us and intended for us, the tawheed of giving ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, originated before your purposeful intention of being brought to this worldly life. And therefore, my dear brother, my dear sister in al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks for you. Barakallahu feekum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks for you to be certain. Don't ever think, my dear brother and my dear sister in al-Islam, that when you have a question in your heart, you're thinking, I don't understand this. This is said in the Qur'an. Muhammad said this to us in the Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I can't understand it. I need more information. Do not think that this is a sign of weakness of faith. This is the beginning of your steps to iman. The greater than you, the better than you, the more knowledgeable and nearer to Allah than you, ask questions bigger than the questions you have. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his iman was the iman of an ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah, by himself, the iman within him is sufficing a whole nation. But yet he asks Allah, as Allah records to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. My Lord, I believe, show me, not in a dream, not Jibreel tell me, not something other than from you. I want to see رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ, with my own eyes. أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, how you will bring the dead to life. So Allah asks, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ, is it because you don't believe? He says, بَلَا وَلَكِنْ يَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِ, Allah knows he believes. He says, no Allah, I believe. I believe, ya Allah. But I want my heart to be at ease. Iman requires sure knowledge, not skeptical knowledge. It's not just something you learned or parroted. It's something that you understood and is a part of who you are. Arini, show me, ya Allah. So Allah says, okay. You said you believe. Allah could say, if you believe, khalas, don't worry. But Allah says, you believe? He says, yes, I believe. But Allah shows him. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْهِ. Take four kinds of different looking birds, different sizes, different feathers, different shape. Cut them up into small pieces. صُرْهُنَّ, mix them up. ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. And put some on this far mountain, and some on a distant mountain. ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. And invite them. And you will see them come back to life in front of you, hurriedly, to answer the question that you asked. Nuh, who called his people 950 years, his own son, his own wife, disbelieve in Allah. And he stands on that decisive day on that ship, and he sees his son, and he says, Ya bunayya arkab ma'ana, my son, come ride on this ship of salvation. Believe in Allah so I can bring you here into safety. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء.
His son says, "Don't worry, I will climb that mountain. It will save me from the rising water."
قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمٍ.
Nuh says to him, "My son, none will be saved except by the mercy of Allah, the rahmah of Iman."
وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَا الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ.
And the waves crashed between them and he saw his son drown. But Nuh had been given a promise. And Allah said, نُنَجِّيكَ وَأَحْلَكَ. We will save you and your family. And he says to Allah, إِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. My Lord, after he saw his son drown, he said, "My Lord, when you promise, it is fulfilled. And you told me, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِي. He is my son." But you let him drown. He asks Allah for clarity. He doesn't just leave it. He didn't just say, "Allah said, khalas." He asks, "My Lord, when you promise, you fulfill it. What happened?" And Allah says to him, "إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ." The moment he chose to rebel against Allah, he chose to not be of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He chose the deeds of wickedness, so he was not from the purity of your household. Because Allah has promised, as he said to Ibrahim, when Ibrahim said, "My Lord, give this people of this land barakah and blessing and make them believers." قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. I will not give it to everyone just by name or blood. I don't give it to them just because they have the blood of Ibrahim. I give it to those who are not oppressive, to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam, he stands on the mountain after all of the signs have been shown. Fir'aun has been drowned. The people have been saved. Everything has been settled. And he says, "Rabbi arini anzur ilayk." He speaks with Allah directly. But he asks, he says, "My Lord," as is in Surah Al-A'raf, "let me see you." And Allah says, "Lan tarani." And then Allah shows him why. Because knowledge requires demonstration. Allah says, "You will not see me in this life in a wakeful state." لَن تَرَانِي وَلَكِنْ انظر إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. Look to that mountain. فَإِنْ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If it remains solid as you see it, I will let you see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah showed a part of His majesty to the mountain, it was destroyed. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa fell down dead. Allah brought him to life. Allah demonstrated it. Isa alayhi salam. The people have seen him by Allah's power. They saw with their own eyes. His believers, the Hawariyin, the disciples, they saw Isa by the power of Allah bring the dead to life. Bring the blind to sight. Bring the deaf to hearing by the power of Allah. They saw him take the shape of a bird. Make it from clay. يَنْفُخُ فِيهِ. He breathes on it and it comes to life. They saw this. And yet they ask Allah one more thing. قَالُوا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Ask Allah to bring food from heaven to us to eat. Isa says, قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. How could you ask this? قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. We want to eat from it. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. And so that our heart is made sure. After all this, they want more proof. So Allah brings it down to them. Knowledge requires certainty. Never, my dear brother, have a point of ignorance in you. A point of suspicion. A point of question. A point that you've asked someone, but the answer was not enough. That you just say, "Oh well, I don't have anything else to do now." You must, for you and your family and for your children, answer the questions. And if you can't, go to the people of knowledge, إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go to the one more knowledgeable than you, if you do not have that certainty of knowledge. Do not ever leave in your heart a moment where a question remains unanswered. I conclude with this hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمَا رَوَى الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمٍ رَضِيَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ Imam Muslim reports that a group of the Sahaba were traveling and one of them fell off his horse and his head was cut open. He was bleeding profusely. And they saved him quickly by wrapping his turban around it. They tied it up so that the blood stops. And alhamdulillah, he was okay. He recovered. He gained consciousness. His bleeding stopped. When the time of salah came, he asked them, should I make wudu or tayammum? I'm afraid if I undo the wrap and put water on my head, that I will die. They said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is clear. If there is water, you have to make wudu. You cannot make tayammum. This was their fatwa. They answered without knowledge. So the man undid his turban and died. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Radiallahu anhu. When news of this came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَتَلُوهُ They killed him. أَلَا سَأَلُوا Should they not have asked? إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ Should they not have asked the question if they were ignorant? Surely the cure of ignorance is to ask a question. Ask a question. Save your life. Save your iman. Save your children's iman. It's not just put this on. This is hijab. Why? There's an answer why. Salah. Why? There's an answer why. It's not just do it. Doing it is knowledge. Why I do it builds yaqeen, certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts yaqeen in our heart and makes us from those who are steadfast in this dunya and from the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. I pray that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our shafi' yawm al-qiyamah. And I pray that all of us drink from his hawd on the day of judgment. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha al-azim li wa lakum. Alhamdulillahi wahdah. As-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أحبتي في الله Those who we love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognize that the difference between iman and disbelief is knowledge. The line that separates us from disbelieving in Allah is that we know who to worship. There are many people who do not know al-ma'bud, the one that they should worship, the one who is deserving of worship. And therefore, as a part of your tawheed, you must begin with al-ilm. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have knowledge that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah. Second is this yaqeen, certainty. Ilm must continue to be gathered until you have certainty of Allah. Al-Imam Al-Ghazali and Ibn Al-Qayyim, they used to say, the knowledge that you want, the knowledge that you seek, أَن تَعْلَمَ عَن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ is that in everything you see, you know something about it. In every discipline of science, in every discipline of math, in every discipline, you know how to change your tire if your tire is flat. You know how to read tajweed. You know how to read this or that. You know a little bit about politics. You know a little bit about tafsir. You know about everything in the world, something. And ta'lam an kulli shay. And then they say, wa an ta'lam an shay kulli shay. And then you find the thing that interests you, that is compelling in your life, and gather as much information as you can around it. This is the ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks for us lay people. Something that acquaints you with Allah. In chemistry, you find Allah. In math, you will find Allah. In science, you will find Allah. In psychology, you will find Allah. There is a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every discipline of science because Allah is the origin of all knowledge. Everything leads to Him. Every door will bring you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know what you are seeking behind it. And therefore, I say to you, as Allah says to us in the Quran, as Allah commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, my Lord, as your dua, my Lord, Ya Rabb, رَبِّ زِدْنِي, my Lord, give me more. You have some. You have enough. You think you have enough. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي, 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 my Lord, increase me in knowledge. This is the only thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to ask Allah for, an increase in the Quran. الزِّيَادَ فِي الْعِلْمِ بَرَكَةً. That knowledge is what makes your heart tranquil. It's what gives you balance in life. When you are given a test, your knowledge holds you strong. You know that whatever has happened to you is because Allah has allowed it. And whatever thing you wanted to occur that you missed, it's because Allah has kept it from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of every experience in your life. I leave you with the words of our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to one of the sahaba named Safwan, who came to him in the masjid, وَهُوَ كَانَ عَلَى بُرْدٍ لَهُ أَحْمَرٍ. The Prophet was sitting on a red carpet as you are today. And he was reclining on it. He was half sitting. And the sahaba were sitting around him and they were talking. And Safwan, who had come from a distance, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni jittu atlub al-ilm, I have come seeking knowledge from you. فجلس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسوى ثيابه. The Prophet sat up and made his clothing look presentable and said, مرحبًا 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 بطالب العلم. Greetings, congratulations, welcome to the one who has come to learn. إن طالب العلم, the one who has come to learn, تحفه الملائكة بأجنحتها, the angels surround him with their wings. ويركب بعضهم فوق بعض حتى يبلغ سماء الدنيا. And they surround him in this way with their wings, riding atop one another like a pillar into the heaven until they reach the sky of this dunya. مَحَبَّةً لِمَا طَلَبْ, because they love the purpose of what he has come for. Protect yourself. The angels surrounding you is a protection from Allah. Ilm is a protection for your deen and for your dunya and in the akhirah. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا, اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا, اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار, اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى, اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وقنا وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار, اللهم إنا آمنا, اللهم إنا آمنا, اللهم إنا آمنا, فاهدنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, وأقم الصلاة.